and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Get 4 for $3 on Kumho passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres. Your trusted tyre experts, that's Tyre Power.
8:02 on SENSA Breakfast. The 10 to 8 debate about Harley Reid and tanking has blown up the text line 0427 154 166. Danny, who is a prolific contributor, I reckon you should read it out, Bix. Why not? We're an open show.
Yeah, it says, Walsh, once again, you sound like a flog. You can tell you know bugger all about footy.
Yeah, Walsh, once. So Danny's flogged me twice this week. Yeah. Once again, you sound like a flog. You can. I'm just trying to work out the spelling
you
here, Danny.
You can tell you know, but. Don't get antsy about it.
If Danny's going to flog me, just spell it right. That's all I'm asking.
Well,
if you're going to
flog is spelled.
Flog
right?
is the only thing spelt correctly in that text message, which is absolutely fine. I know nothing about footy, but I know about spelling. And someone who knows about LIV Golf, which is brought to you by our local broadcast partner, Medallion Homes, medallionhomes.com.au, is someone that I'm so looking forward to having a chat to, Bix, because he's been absolutely incredible when I talk about what he's been able to do with his podcast, but also impact so many listeners to Dylan, friends, and everything he's done by giving a fly on the wall insight to the people that make up the sports and the athletes that we love. And somehow he's an ambassador for LIV Golf as well, which is amazing. Dylan Buckley, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us on SEN.
Oh, Walshy, thanks so much for the kind words, mate. It's an honour to be on the show.
Yeah, well, it was good. I was carried away with that, Dylan. It was fantastic. Now, tell us tell us the link with LIV Golf. I know you've got a link with golf, and now you're sort of able to get to Adelaide and enjoy what is going to be a pretty sensational couple of days.
Oh, mate, it's just following the trend of my life at the moment. You fake it till you make it, and somehow I've ended up the ambassador of LIV Golf in Adelaide. It's an absolute joke, to be honest, but I signed the contract, and it's going ahead, and I'm absolutely wrapped. And yeah, this time last year, I was actually having the birth of my first son, so I wasn't able to get over there for it, but was very, very jealous at what was going on over there, and it's going to be incredible. It's obviously with the golf, we forget that some of the world's best golfers are actually going to be there as well. It's straight off the Masters, but then you've got people like Tomes and I, Fisher, and Fly Facilities playing as well. So it's got something for everyone.
Well, tell us about your golf. What are you playing off of, and how much do you enjoy it?
Mate, let's not get into specifics. The thing is that I do enjoy my golf. I don't think it's important to bring up handicaps. If you do want to, though, I'm off 19.2 at the moment. The best is 16, but obviously with a little boy, it's blown out even worse. So, look, I have fun, mate. I love just walking amongst the trees. And for me, it's about hanging out with mates. And if I can hit a par, mostly bogeys, I'm very happy.
LIV Golf is going to be awesome. We know that the Saturday sold out and there's tickets still available to some of the other days as well. Dil, we wanted to make the most of the opportunity we've got speaking to you and talk about Dylan Friends, because for me, it's introduced me to some really inspirational people just by listening to some of their stories. So Ben Crowe, Emma Murray have been amazing, Christian Petrarca, but also recently Nat Fyfe, and what he was able to feel comfortable sharing with you. And then you felt comfortable sharing an understanding of purpose with your young family. Now, how much have you enjoyed the experience of just having a chat with people, but also having their trust to open up to you?
No, you're a star, Walshy. I really appreciate it. And I know that you're doing incredible work over there too, mate. So thank you very much. But yeah, it's been incredible how lucky and fortunate I've been to do that. I think, you know, to be completely honest, I am just very lucky that I was an early adopter to this place. And I've been able to grow like a really incredible community, a part of that. But it's pretty funny, and even Fyfe said it in his episode. I did ask him early days if he wanted to come on the show, and he said no. But, you know, he's persistent, and 4 years later he comes on. But I think, you know, everyone's ready when they got the chance. And I never go in there with an agenda. I actually hate breaking news, and that's not what the show's about. It's just to go in there and sort of have a chat and see what's going on. And Fyfe's being one that I've always wanted to really chat about, because he's really lived it. And it's a lot like probably being in Adelaide. I've never really been in a fishbowl in terms of WA and SA when there's a two-team towns. And I think for him, being the biggest player in the game and what he's sort of been through in that journey of injury, and then obviously some mindfulness and then some mental health sort of stuff that he sort of touched on as well, it's been pretty crazy. So for him to come in and just sort of speak about that, I'll just go wherever, and if I can relate to it, I will, and just let him sort of have his space and have a chat and have some laughs along the way.
Dil, I've heard you speak a number of times, and you're such a humble guy, and you know, you you sort of say you fell into this, but there's still an art to it. There's still an art to making people feel comfortable. There's still an art to being disarming. And I think you do that so well. Has that surprised you? Is that something you've always had, or is that something that you've learnt?
I think that something that would surprise absolutely everyone that knows me is you calling me humble. They'd be laughing. but I think, to be honest, it's one of those things that I really can't explain why it's happened. I think one thing I try not to do, and I think that I don't do this because I don't have it, is I'm not an expert in anything. So I'm just genuinely curious at how successful people that we perceive successful do what they do and the things along the way. I think something that struck me as a young kid was I just look at people and go, how did you get there? Like, how is that possible? And then by doing the show, I realised absolutely no one has any clue what they're doing. They're just doing. So through the show, that's made me realise that, you know, not to get too woo-woo on you, but you genuinely can do anything you want. And sometimes the person that's in your way the most is yourself. So I've definitely found that through my own journey and just giving things a crack and not sort of judging myself, being my own best friend, is all these sort of themes that I've learned through chatting with a lot of people.
I think you've mixed up. Like, curiosity, the fact that you are curious, I think is a trait of humility, because it says, I don't know it all, but I'm really keen to find out. So don't be too hard on yourself. You're a humble man.
Well, I think the other thing
to be honest, I'm the best in the business.
But you have been able to give others a platform. You look at Tommy Sheridan as well. Like, your network has grown so much just by you showing people that if you are curious and you are interesting and interested at the same time, it gives people that comfort to speak to you, knowing that you're not looking for a headline. And ultimately that generates headlines, because it's stuff that I guess us, the mainstream media, wouldn't get. So congratulations on that. We're looking forward to seeing you at LIV Golf. Before we let you go, I'm uncomfortable because, Dylan, Mark Bickley wants to raise something with you. I'm going to turn my microphone off and step away because I love you. Okay,
so it's been a bit of a love-in up until now, but I must say there's one thing that I'm really angry about, and that is, since you've come onto the scene, Dylan, and you've sort of grown in stature, your profile's raised, now when I go to type my name into my phone or any sort of thing like that, it autocorrects. Instead of Bickley, it says Buckley. Like, so clearly the algorithm has got you and your rise, and now I can't spell my name without having to sort of go to autocorrect to your name.
Pix, that tells me that you may be Googling yourself a little too much. I'm going to settle down on what's going on.
I'm just texting,
and,
that's all.
Humility, mate, and I think you'll be okay.
We love that. Dylan, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations with what you're doing with LIV Golf. As we know, it's here next weekend, and keep on doing what you're doing with Dylan Friends and the whole network that you have. And thanks for giving us some time on SENSA. Enjoy the weekend with that young family.
Thanks so much, boys. Love what you guys are doing. Hopefully we can catch up over in Adelaide.
Definitely. Sure, really will. Good to have a chat to Dylan Buckley. If you haven't heard the podcast, please make sure you do that. And as we said, medallionhomes.com.au, proudly presenting LIV Golf. We've got our Brekkie Brownlow next. A few texts coming in as well. Bix, we'll get to them in a moment, because there's some very aggressive ones. And we are all about that, because footy's back and we love it.